Good morning. I'd like to welcome each one of you here in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Glad to see each one of you. Some of you have come from far away, Colorado. I'm glad to see each one of you, and that we can come share in this time of praise to our God. The theme of this sermon is Songs of Praise. And I'm going to read from Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. Throughout history, God's people have praised him with words, with song. Definition of praise from Webster's 1828 dictionary: to do honor to display or describe the excellency of. So when we praise God, we describe his excellency, those awesome characteristics that he has that make him who we want to praise, make him the one we want to honor. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all need him as a savior, and he is worthy to be praised because he was willing to be our Savior. To extol in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on account of perfections or excellent works. Our God performs excellent works. And when we extol him, we exalt him, we recognize his greatness. And we do it with our mouths, in words, in prayers, in testimonies, and in song. Sister Manon shared with me this morning that she's been doing a series of studies about the eyes, the ear, and the mouth, how we recognize God. And this week, in her Sunday school, was how we use our mouth to praise God. And that's exactly what God led me to for this sermon, is using our mouths to praise God in words or in songs. Today, we're specifically going to focus on songs of praise. And throughout this sermon, we're going to be singing together different hymns of praise. And while we sing, the mic here is going to be taken down and the congregational mic's going to be brought up. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do exactly what I ask you to do, and that is to pay particular attention to the words of these hymns, because they will teach us how to praise God. I'm going to begin reading in Exodus. After the Lord saved Israel out of the hands of the Egyptians, and they sang a song, and I'm going to read this song. And they saw the great work that God did to save them from the Egyptians and how he destroyed the Egyptians who were trying to destroy them. And they recognized his great work that he did unto the Egyptians. Exodus 15:1-19. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown down into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. A habitation in our heart. I will prepare a place for him in my heart to praise him, to worship him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them, and they sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble, and with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, and I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The Lord shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Here, Moses and the children of Israel are recognizing the strength and the power of God, recognizing him as Savior, giving them salvation. It gives us great faith to know that this happened, that these miracles do exist because they praised their God and they described his strength and his power and his characteristics with words and with song. Before we go to this hymn, I want to I pay attention when our sister Manon picks hymns because I know that she goes to the Lord and asks him to guide her in the hymns that she picks. And We first sang hymn number one, and in the chorus it says, "Let us go to the house of the Lord with anthems and songs of thanksgiving and praise. Let us go to the house of the Lord." What was that second hymn?
206.
There was in the first verse, "Come thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise." And then down in the third verse, towards the end, "Now rule in every heart and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power." So now I'd like us to sing this hymn, hymn number 198, "Count Your Blessings." That's what I got out of this song of Moses and the children of Israel. They counted their blessings. And it's a way for us to praise God, to think of the miracles that he's done in our life, think of the blessings that he's given us. And as you sing the song, consider these words and your own blessings.
Thank you.
So we can praise God by counting our blessings. I'm going to begin reading, and the bulk of this sermon is going to be from Psalm 145. It is described as David's hymn, David's psalm of praise. Beginning in verse 1, I will extol thee, or exalt thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. That word bless means praise. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee. Every day I will praise thee. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Let's now sing hymn number 201, paying attention to the words. 201. Thine, O Lord, are power and greatness, glory, victory are thine own. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We do this with our testimonies. When we testify of him, we declare his mighty acts in our lives. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. I want to read now from Revelation chapter 15, verse 1 through 3, at some future day. It says, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of Saints. Let's now sing hymn number 189. so we can praise God by testifying of his marvelous works, specifically his marvelous works in our lives, what he's done in our lives. Sing of his mighty love, for it is wonderful. Let his praise through all the earth resound. Honor and majesty now and forever be unto him alone wherever man is found. Psalm 145, verses 6 and 7. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Hymn in the back of the hymnal, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
And when I think that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Verses 8 and 9, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Let's sing hymn number 225, Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm reminded of the sons of Mosiah, who called themselves the very vilest of sinners. And when God used, and because they believed in Christ to come, because they humbled themselves and repented of their sins and recognized this grace, they were able to be used to witness to and save thousands of Lamanites. And at the end of their 14 years of working with the Lamanites, Ammon spoke and boasted of his God. He talked about, he boasted of the greatness of this God and what he had done. What God had done for them and for the Lamanites. Verses 10 through 13 of Psalm 145, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy domain endureth throughout all generations. Make known to the sons of men his mighty acts. Let's sing hymn number 105, We've a Story to Tell. Another way we can praise him by declaring him to the nations. We've a Savior to show to the nations by our words, by our actions, by our love. Psalm 145, verses 14 through 16, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Christ told us, ask and ye shall receive. Let's sing hymn number 156, O Lord, my best desires fulfill. verse 20 and 21, "The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless or praise his holy name forever and ever." Hymn number 232, "Praise Him, Praise Him." Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, and of all nations, and kindreds, and tongue, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Let's sing thanksgiving to our God with thanksgiving prayer, hymn number 417.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, for he is greatly to be praised.